mentioned before the deal about bhavana, the definition of it is bringing into being.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to weigh that a little bit, you know, which direction to go, what I'm bringing into being.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like I don't know how much to balance making the mind peaceful,
mm-hmm.
with making the mind clear. And I know it's related.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a question of, you know, concentration or insight.
Right. Yeah, and I think one of the things is, again, it's just using the tangible result or experience. Is because when we say suffering as dukkha in the First Noble Truth, it isn't just sort of sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Emotional level, it's all of the shaking of the mind, the movement of the mind to reestablish itself, to look for something else. Just that movement itself, that's dukkha. And the mind isn't content, the heart isn't content. So it's just being able to recognize, and then looking at well, what can I bring into being that helps the mind to say, and you know, really in the time of the Buddha, there wasn't much of a separation between like nowadays there's a lot of talk of like, oh, this is samatha, this is sort of tranquility and peacefulness that you're, and meditative stillness, and then there's insight, as if they're two different things. And they're really not. They're really absolutely interconnected and interrelated. And so then anything that helps to bring about a sense of clarity or clarifying one's theme of reflection or one's experience. I mean, there's an insight into that. But correspondingly, the mind will settle. And similarly, when there's awareness along with the settling, and I think that it is, because sometimes we settle the mind, we look for the mind to be peaceful, and that's where we find ourselves drifting into sometimes dullness, or even if the mind is peaceful and even quite clear, but it's not very agile. And there's an agility of the mind that is also part and parcel of the process of liberating the heart and awakening. Yeah, so you're testing those, reflecting on those.
Yeah, thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah.
I think when I have an unhelpful state of mind, I can use things to sort of calm the mind and focus.
Yeah.
I don't feel I've really learned anything as soon as I come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to get me.
Yeah, well, sometimes just being willing to be patient with oneself and not investing too much into the identity of me and my same old defilements, you know.